From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Nearly a million people crowded into New York's Times Square Thursday night to celebrate the arrival of the new year. Confetti flew and fireworks lit up the night sky in the biggest celebration in the U.S. Security was tight at the iconic New Year's celebration, where city officials said 6,000 police officers were dispatched. Meanwhile, authorities in upstate New York arrested a 25-year-old man earlier this week on charges of planning to attack a restaurant on New Year's Eve in the name of Islamic State. Rwandan President Paul Kagame has announced his intention to run for a third term in office, this 1 week after the country voted in a referendum to change the constitution to allow him to run again. The Rwandan leader's current term ends in 2017. The new changes allow Kagame to run for another 7-year term, followed by 2 5-year terms, potentially keeping him in office until 2034. The United States and the European Union have criticized the amendments as undermining democracy. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un used his New Year's Day speech Friday to reach out to South Korea, speaking positively of the high-level talks agreed to this year with Seoul. He said that North-South Korea relations and the unification issue should be solved with the very strength of people, according to Korean ethnic nationalism ideology, befitting the people's independent will and demand. Kim's annual speech is always watched closely for hints of possible policy changes. From Washington, you are listening to VOA News. For more, visit us online. The Wall Street Journal reported late Thursday that the White House is delaying plans to impose sanctions targeting Iran's ballistic missile program. The sanctions would be directed against 12 people and companies in Iran, Hong Kong, and the United Arab Emirates. The paper referenced an administration official saying sanctions remain a possibility, but it is not clear when or if they will happen. The official also said that imposing such financial penalties would not violate the agreement reached this past year to scale back Iran's nuclear program. Tehran disagrees, saying the new sanctions would void the nuclear deal. The Indian capital, New Delhi, has launched an ambitious initiative to curb the city's levels of air pollution by restricting the number of private cars on the road. Anjana Pasricha reports.
The new year began on an unusual note in the Indian capital. In a city where roads are usually choked with cars, many citizens used public transport, auto rickshaws and cabs, arranged carpools or simply stayed at home. It was the first day of an experimental 15-day plan by city authorities to slash by half the number of private cars on the road by allowing those with odd and even-numbered license plates on alternate days. The aim? To clean up the city's toxic air, which the World Health Organization says is the world's dirtiest. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Heavy white smoke poured from a luxury hotel in downtown Dubai Friday, hours after it was engulfed in massive flames, providing dramatic scenes as New Year's Eve revelers looked on. The blaze appeared to be extinguished, but several fire trucks remain on the scene and dozens of people gathered nearby to take pictures of the 63-floor building, which suffered major damage. 14 people suffered minor injuries and one person experienced a heart attack during the evacuation, this according to the government of Dubai's media office. A French reporter has left China after being denied media credentials over an article she wrote criticizing Beijing's policies in the violence-hit region of Xinjiang. Beijing's foreign ministry accused Ursula Gauthier of supporting terrorism and killing of innocents in her November article for the weekly L'Obs magazine. In the piece, Gauthier questioned whether it is possible that recent violence carried out by Uyghurs, a mostly Muslim group in Xinjiang, was the result of China's harsh restrictions on their religious life. China demanded Gauthier recant the story if she wanted to stay in China. She refused, saying the accusations were against her, were absurd, and that she was only doing her job. French officials have asked Chinese authorities to reverse their decision. The EU also criticized the decision, saying it supports the principles of the media as underpinning every free society.
From VOA.